This is HPR episode 1913 entitled, The Linux Experiment. It is hosted by First Time Host The Linux Experiment, and is about 3 minutes long. The summary is, help us take The Linux Experiment to the next level.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
You're listening to Hacker Public Radio. My name is Tyler, and today I wanted to talk to you about a little project of ours called the Linux Experiment. Back in 2009, while studying at university, some friends and I decided to undertake the challenge of running Linux as our primary operating system for a period of 4 months, or roughly one school term. Reading the original goal of the experiment from the website now, quote, "Is free software ready for the mainstream? Has Linux progressed far enough in its evolution to be a practical desktop environment for those who don't have degrees in computer science? Can a user really just switch off Windows or Mac and be as productive on a completely open source operating system? Over the course of these 4 months, the users will administrate, tinker with, and use Linux as their primary home operating system, utilizing the power of open source operating systems and applications to see just how productive they can be. Updates will be made on this very site along the way, providing an in-depth look into how each user is adapting to their new environment. The trials, tribulations, triumphs, and other nouns beginning with T will all be laid out here, bare for everyone to see. By the end of the 4 month cycle, each user has imposed their own goals as to where they want to be with Linux. Running a server environment? Comfortable to tinker with bash commands? Time will tell." End quote. What was interesting about this challenge was that many of us had never even tried Linux before, while others had only ever tried it out here and there, so it would truly be indicative of an average user experience. To help ensure we were all learning, we had devised a set of rules to govern our little experiment. They read, quote, "You must have absolutely no prior experience with the distribution you choose. You must use the distribution on your primary computer, and it must be your primary day-to-day computing environment. The experiment runs from September 1st, 2009 until December 31st, 2009. You must document your experience on at least a weekly basis. After committing to a distribution, you may not later change to a different one." End quote. And so that kicked off our adventure. Of course, as the experiment progressed and we got a bit more comfortable with our distributions, we threw in a couple of curveballs here and there. For instance, at one point, we forced everyone to change the desktop environments for a period of time. So if you were running KDE, you'd have to switch to something else, like, say, XFCE. To our amazement, the Linux experiment was a great success. We were featured on a number of Linux-related websites, as well as the excellent Mintcast and Larry Bushy's Going Linux podcasts. Feedback poured in from people encouraging us, interested in seeing our day-to-day progress, and, as anyone familiar with the Linux community already knows, their opinions on how to do things differently. Since the conclusion of that first four-month experiment, we've conducted two additional experiments with different rules and kept up a healthy addition of new posts to the website, as many of us continue to use Linux to this day. In fact, we have such a good mix of content now that I often find myself Googling for a solution to an issue, only to find that Google returns a link to our own website with a fix or workaround that we've already written. At present, the Linux experiment remains a good resource and a fun place to contribute new content to, and it is that latter bit where we want to take the website next. Just like the excellent community that spawned its namesake, we want to make the Linux experiment more of a collaborative community effort. And so here comes our pitch to the HPR listeners, a group already familiar with contributed content. If you are a Linux user or are thinking about trying your own Linux experiment, we want to hear from you. If you've ever come across something broken or annoying and figured out a solution that you think others would benefit from, please let us know what it is. If you can write a decent sentence or two, then we want to showcase your awesome content. So if any of this sounds like something you'd be interested in, then please head over to thelinuxexperiment.com and click the Write for the Linux Experiment link at the top to get in touch with us, or simply send an email to editor@thelinuxexperiment.com. This has been Hacker Public Radio. I'm Tyler, and we at the Linux Experiment hope to hear from you soon. Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.